Ted Cantu coming at you. You're listening to The Jam with Beat Surrender, one of those classic tunes that you want to crank up on a beautiful day like today. This is the Online Money Machine Show. We haven't been here for a while. Yours truly was in the hospital. Little minor episode there. But now we're back, and God, there's so much stuff going on. It's incredible. First of all, I have been away for a while. Not only the whole hospital thing, but also at the Dan Kennedy Super Conference over in Nashville. We spent a lot of time in Nashville, Tennessee recently. And of course, I think the last time I spoke on the air, we talked a little bit about there was the Internet Marketing Summit here in Dearborn that I was able to fly up for and check out. That was pretty awesome. And a lot of different things going on here since, you know, the last month, probably. Things have really exploded. And not just with Web 2.0, but a lot of other things have taken off, too, with, you know, many different online marketing techniques and questionable practices. And some say it's the death of SEO. It's unnecessary. Some say it's, you know, you can buy your own way to the top. You can buy your own traffic at very affordable rates, or you can strictly just do web video and any way you want to go, you can go. Remember, we always say here that there's 9 families of search, so that's pretty cool stuff. We'll be talking about some of these new technologies and these emerging techniques and strategies today. I'm not sure how long we're going to go on because I have a lot to say, and I think I'm just going to kind of rush through it, and once I'm done, I'm done for the show. And but take a lot of notes, and you're going to hopefully learn some new things here. I'm willing to bet and guarantee that most of you guys out there probably are not doing half the things that I'll be talking about, or you might not really be aware of it. If you're a business owner or bricks and mortar store owner, and you're doing online marketing on top of it, you know, you're not really clued into what's really happening out there, and I'm going to see if I can shed a little light on that. This last track here by The Jam, the legendary Jam, is amazing. I think it's like the last single that they cut before they split up and became the Style Council, but one of the great tracks from the early 80s. And, of course, the music today will just be rambling. It's not going to, there's no theme, so whatever's queued up in my playlist is what we have. So I want to wish all my party friends out there a happy Cinco de Mayo, and that's amazing times. I know there's festivals going on all over. It's a big fiesta going on right now in Detroit, so it's pretty cool stuff. And so welcome. I am an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and New York City, and we have an office in Stanford, and I'm back here in Michigan temporarily taking care of some things. And we do happen to go back and forth. And we're looking to build super online environments. And we do that for quite a few different combinations of techniques, including SEO, which is search engine optimization. We do a lot of marketing with Web 2.0 techniques. And also, we try to hotwire the whole process to bring more orders and more visibility to our sites and partnerships. Pretty cool stuff. I think first things first, let me see if I can go back a little bit, go back in the time machine here. We have, I actually got a chance to kind of sit in with some great conversations with Matt Basic, one of the legendary masters of online marketing, a legend in his own right, from Atlanta, Georgia. Pretty great group of people. And you know, he's built eight multi-million dollar companies, and from scratch, from the ground up. So he knows a thing or two about how to make money online, and how to get people excited about his offers. Really exciting stuff. And I think he's going to be coming up in the Dan Kennedy Info Summit here in November, is the rumor that I heard, but I'm not sure if that's, you know, any verification on that. But I was able to run into Yannick Silver at the Dan Kennedy Super Conference when I was in Tennessee just recently. And pretty interesting pretty interesting thing. If you know anything about Yannick Silver, he's got this underground seminar thing where he has multiple people talk about their skill set and what they can do and what they can bring to online marketing. Here's the one thing I'm seeing a lot of, though. A lot of people are making money online doing some pretty great things, and I mean substantial amounts of money are being made. Just incredible. And I want to talk just a little bit about the pitfalls of that. You see, a lot of these guys are they're great, they're talented in their own right. My main concern is that they might be misconstrued, or maybe it is true, I don't know, that they could be one-trick ponies in the sense that they only got one vehicle to get them to the top. Remember what happened just a few years back with this whole thing with this online technology, the broadcast fax, which is really kind of a mistake in a lot of ways. It was overabused, and I think it was finally, for the most part, it was kind of like an unsavory practice, and it was looked down upon. And now there's fines, and a lot of businesses just don't use it anymore. And as a result, a lot of companies went out of business because they relied on one technology. And that's the thing I think you got to really be careful about when you do online marketing, is you got to really watch that you're not just doing one single thing to get the visitors or to get the people or to get the attention that you want to get. You should have a multiple range of things. And I'm part of the Dan Kennedy Marketing Group here, the Mastermind Group. We always talk about one being a very dangerous number to have in any kind of marketing strategy, whether it be direct mail or if it's online marketing or if it's any kind of a thing like that. You really want to be careful. Of course, we always say that one is a lonely number. It's a very dangerous number to do in any kind of marketing you have, whether it be direct mail, postcards, that sort of thing. I'm going to share with you my personal picks for what you should be kind of focusing on. One is, it's called CoReg. If you've never heard of this before, it's C-O-R-E-G. And CoReg is co-registration. Okay, so let's say, for example, these are like preferred people who want to hear from you, more or less, because they've actually paid for it in some way or another. When a health magazine or a health site comes to you and says, look, would you like to hear about our home and garden magazine? So would you like to have tips on planning an IRA? Or would you like to have tips on creating a college fund for your kids? You know, check the box or click online. That's called a CoReg lead. And you can actually go out and buy these leads. And apparently, a lot of companies are actually, this is what they do when they want to buy this. It's not cheap, but there are some sources. I'm sure some are better than others. And you're going to have to do your own homework to find out how this really works. And to really get this honed down is one of the big takeaway moments that I've got from our recent research. Pretty powerful stuff. So, and of course, if you want to have any more information on this, you want to give us a call at 1-888-305-2532. That's 1-888-305-2532. And I will answer any of your questions for you. The other one I have here is classified ads. Big takeaway moment I got from Greg Caesar when I met him in Dearborn was just a really powerful ideology of taking a basically a Google ad and running it from online marketing into print in a print format and going through a trade association. So you're not actually buying one classified ad. You're buying one ad and placing it in 400 newspapers. You know, you're gonna get in front of like the possibility of like 12 million people for what you're selling, and that's a very powerful thing to do. And it's structured very similar to the pay-per-click ad, right? So that's amazing. Okay, that's number two. My third idea, I think that's going to be really, really great for a lot of people, to build your own Web 2.0 networks, which was, you know, before it was kind of unthinkable because the technology was expensive. You had to have servers. You had to have a lot of funding, a lot of venture capital. There's a lot of ins and outs, hiring programmers. And you had to be compatible with different browser platforms. And Luckily for us, someone has actually gone through the trouble and the expense of building this, and you can actually brand it as your own service. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to ask that you run out and get a new copy of Fast Company magazine. And actually, this is actually going to be the May 2008 issue with Gina Bianchini on the cover. She's the CEO for a company called Ning. It's N-I-N-G. N is in Nancy. I-N-G. Okay? It says, the CEO has Silicon Valley buzzing, and that Miss Bianchini knows the secret power behind Google, eBay, and Facebook, and is not afraid to use it. Another a recent verb that kind of popped up is called Facebooking. People know how to actually market themselves with Facebook online. Pretty powerful stuff, so pretty cool stuff. If you look at what they've actually put together, it's a whole network of, you can actually create your own online Web 2.0 environment. So let's say, for example, your niche market happens to be in the arts, or you know, you could get 10,000 artists to visit your and interact with your social circle, and you can tap into tangent markets of other people who are looking to build their own networks, either through networking or could be really anything, financial services and beyond. And so social, you know, this whole social network thing is incredible, and it's going to be your own environment. And you can actually sell advertising, your own advertising on it, and you can actually brand it with your own domain name, which is really important. So you're not going to have some 20-character extension domain name that's really clumsy and hard to remember. You can brand it your own way. You have to pay for that part, though. It's not that expensive like you might think. But the thing, though, it has like a very sticky appeal to it, much like the wikis, but this is better than the wiki, actually, from what I can tell. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you can actually put third-party software inputs into it, and you know, make this a real functional network. So, very cool stuff. And of course, you know, none of this stuff really works without people. And for that reason, I highly suggest that you run out and do something with webinars, because people are making a killing with webinars. That is, if you know how to sell, and if you got a product or a service that you can actually sell and potentially make money with, a webinar is just explosive. That can do some amazing things for your business. And the best part I like about it is that you don't have to meet with people face-to-face. You can actually pre-record your webinars and have them, you know, ready to go when people want to access them. It can be very cost-effective, and I think this is how I'm going to structure my company. Since the Kennedy Conference and the Internet Made Easy seminar that I attended, I've actually come up with 8 new verticals for my company that are profit-driven, and it doesn't involve a lot of stuff that I was, you know, doing previously. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I'm looking forward to get that moving, because that's really where it is, including a couple ideas for a cash business. And I think I talked about this a little bit in previous shows, where you could become like a lead generation service for different industries and sell your lists. And I know people who are actually doing this now and are doing amazing things with it. So that's what it's really all about. And I'm looking at the possibilities and the prospects of, you know, building at least 4 different types of cash businesses only. Very cool stuff. Very, very cool accelerated techniques. And my last one, number 5, is pay-per-click. But I'm not talking about strictly normal pay-per-click. I'm actually looking at the kind of pay-per-click that involves getting it down to 3 cents, 10 cents, 30 cents a click, as opposed to $47 a keyword for a click, or $20 per keyword, or $12 a click. I'm looking at, like I said, 3 cents, 10 cents, you know, whatever it takes to drive people to this, and still popping up in high prominent areas where I want to pop up in, where my other competitors actually have to pay for high placement to be in those areas. It's an experimentation that I've seen, that I'm working with, but I've seen this perfected in my travels here. And it's incredible. So I think after you find, there's a couple things you need. One, you have to get a ton of people. You got to put your marketing message in front of a ton of people before you can start looking at things like ROI and you know, start doing some sort of a measurement on how good your salesmanship is in print, you know, your copywriting, and your main market message really has to be really put in front of a lot of people. I think the shortest way to end that curve is to buy traffic. Now, the big Fortune 500 companies actually know this, and they're actually doing it. And, you know, it's amazing that that we can leverage ourselves and buy our sources from the same places that they get their leads from. And we're just basically funneling the traffic into our sites, making them rich and powerful. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I could talk a lot about sales copy and headlines and subheads and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But we have many episodes like that on this show, and you can always go back previously and listen to what we talked about. But getting in front of a large mass of people is probably one of the biggest things you can do. I like the whole Ning philosophy. I had a similar system in mind before this actually took off, or I should say exploded. I didn't realize that, but I'm glad that someone else took the time and effort to put this together. Video search engines are, of course, huge. The number of these things are growing, and it's just amazing. I'm running into people now who have incredible lists on Facebook. You know, we're looking at 30,000 friends and members, and we also have, I mean, the farther you dig into that group, you're going to see all kinds of networks in there that are just kind of hidden, like pockets of money. It's pretty amazing. But the benefit for what we have with our own stuff that we can create with Ning is that we can actually run the whole show and make money off it and not worry about getting kicked off a Web 2.0 service. Like, I know MySpace.com is pretty particular about marketing to its other members. So in other words, you really can't do it. They get really upset about things like that. I know Orkut getting kind of weird. There was something going on recently called a friend adder or a friend blaster, and you run this program through it, and it'll find people who are interested in what you're selling, and then you can actually send them a marketing message. The problem with that is that you're actually going to get booted off these Web 2.0 services. But if you run your own network, you can do whatever you want to on it. It's like having a license to steal in some cases, depending on how good your, you know, whatever it is that you're selling. I find this all very, very fascinating. I want to see now if, and people say, you know, is my consumer really using social media? You know, here's a 9 profiles that target who might be, you know, where they might be online. This comes to us from AdAge.com in York, Pennsylvania. We just published today. And it says, raise your hand if you believe social media is an important way to build a brand. Now, raise your other hand if you're still not sure of how to do that properly. Okay? It says that there's some 88% of marketers who use social media, and they plan to spend more on it this year. I hope that's the truth for Michigan people, because this is kind of how the money's moving. Remember last week in the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was, it was the New York Times, that 27% of the UK population is using some form of e-commerce to keep their economies thriving. And meanwhile, France is going through some economic depressions and even having bread shortages, sort of reminiscent of the French Revolution. So the marketing dollar is moving, but in and out of popularity in some places. And if you really want to walk between the raindrops, you're probably better served learning this technology and how to harness it for your own businesses, like the way these guys have. And so, I mean, who's really using this stuff? And the thing is, you know, most people probably have two hands on the air right now, but you can go ahead and put those down. The thing is that there's a lot of marketers may not be spending a huge amount on social media, but they should, because the thing is, it's really, really growing, and it's going to be the new face of marketing. They really should harness this thing, because there's so many different ways you can make your articles live again. Get them into circulation, put them in PDFs, put them in your blogs. I mean, it's amazing. We did something for a group called K Reverse out of here in Michigan right before I went to the hospital, and we had we positioned this stuff so well that the rankings held for weeks. And I'm still amazed that we haven't really touched it since then, and it's still been up there. Our SERPs are holding really, really high. You know, that's of course the search engine result pages, and they've done amazing things. So pretty exciting all around, you know. So what's the profile of the people who actually read this stuff? Some say that they're actually socially isolated, and that they really they fall below average as far as emailing, and they comment on things they want to hear about, like personal stuff, you know, consumer product or video games, or music, you know. That's one group, okay? Approval seekers is another group of people, and they'll follow, like, what's good for trendy styles and what's coming in for as far as, you know, how to stay hip or whatever. That's one thing. You know, they experiment with diets, or they try to look younger. These are the majority of people who are under 50 years old, and they prefer reading blogs over posting comments or creating their own blogs, and prefer to read about TV shows, video games, music, and art and literature. And, you know, most of them visit, like, you know, twice a month. There's some people, too, who also are into recycling and, of all things, that's the group that they're in. You know, they prefer to buy products and recycle packages and, you know, avoid products that actually pollute. And that's called a smart green crowd. Another one is the brand loyal group, and these are people who prefer to buy, you know, name brand goods, and they're about 21% more likely to read environmental blogs and 22% more likely to use professional networking sites to make new contacts. Then you get the stay-at-home moms between 25 and 49. They have at least one child living at home. They have what's called the upscale grays. These are the people who... you know, with a college degree and household incomes of over $100,000 and a low-level social media users, they're about 40% less likely than the average person to have read blogs, visited chat rooms, or instant message. But they still, you know, like to check these things out, professional networking sites. First-time homebuyers, it's another group of people that want to, you know, stay informed. Divorced people, is unsurprisingly, both sexes index high for dating sites, but women are more likely to visit social networks than men. Divorced women are also 20% more likely to buy something online, while men are 52% more likely to visit sites that are related to sports. And so it goes. And, you know, it's just amazing stuff that is happening here. You know, you got like Facebook, MySpace, QuestionIt, Fanbox, YouTube, blogging. These are some of the big names that are defining online social networking today. Now, the developers of these sites have continued to explore the boundaries of creatively, you know, offered by the internet, and they use it to tap into an online growing consumer market. So the question is, you know, should you be doing it? Absolutely. And I think that, if anything else, the articles that you write and put them into submission, submission sites and get them circulated is an excellent thing to do. And you can also break apart the same articles that you submit and put them on your blogs and get a lot of attention. And it's also a great way to anchor your pages, too, if you know how to do it properly. There's a really whole different strategy that's great. See, another thing, too, is that I like to have the search engines come looking for me instead of me doing the other way around. I get calls every once in a while saying, hey, you know, should I pay this $400 and get my pages indexed? Well, you can, but, you know, I would much rather get there by being relevant than having to pay for being at the bottom of the pile, you know, bottom of the heap. And we are coming into 24 minutes into the show. You listen to Iron Maiden from 1983. A lot of early 80s stuff I'm playing today. A lot of stuff from the Jam, Icicle Works, Iron Maiden. Very eclectic stuff that has nothing to do with each other. All different genres, but that's the way it is here on the Online Money Machine show. And we just do things. We just do whatever we want, basically. You know, I'm willing to bet that many of you people out there who have the websites and online marketing have done very little to build online roads to your sites. How do I know? I can do so very quickly by typing in the Google search window the word links, quotation marks, www, and whatever your site is, ending quotes. Okay? You're going to get like 25 links, 7 links, 4 links in some cases. So if you're telling me you're getting 100,000 visitors a day, it's not going to cut it because I see everything. So you may as well tell me the truth. And be honest with yourself, too, because there's so many different ways you can build links now. I'm going to run through really quickly the nine families of search really quick. One is the typical search engines, which is Google, MSN, and Yahoo. We call those the big guns. And these are the typical search engines. For the purpose of our example, they're very necessary. But you got to keep in mind that they're only 10% of your overall searches. And that's major shock might come to a lot of you, but you know, people come online to access online information about goods and services in a variety of ways. So we need search engines, but they're just part of the big online puzzle. The next ones I'm actually going to share with you, they do pop up as SERPs. You got to really understand that. So it doesn't really matter where they go as long as you got live media kicking around online, pointing back to your main site, or promoting your business in some way. This should be looked upon as not as a stumbling block for many of you, but a huge blessing that there's more ways to attract and get your marketing messages out to the people is pretty amazing. Two is blog search engines. Now, blog search engines are huge. And in Business 2.0, they talked about blogging for dollars, which is something you can definitely do if you have a huge enough following. When you get participation levels, you know, really high, you can be rest assured that there will be advertisers who want to make and want to market their product on your customer base. That's just one way to make it online. You can also create multiple blogs for what you provide and use them as a virtual television station to syndicate your audio and video content. Think of them as 24-hour salespeople who run your promotion clips all over the web. The best part about this is that search engines love them. Number three, podcast search engines. Think of this as an online radio show, very much like what you're listening to now. Depending on your market, this can be a very important thing to keep in mind. Radio is ridiculously expensive for the kinds of return that you get. And you can also, you know, you can run your online radio show, which is a podcast, to promote your goods and services to niche markets who want to really hear from you. This is a great way to really speak your mind and get your marketing messages out for literally pennies. This is a very powerful way to communicate on a mass level. Social bookmarking. Social sites like Dig, Readit, and Delicious are great places to provide promote your company. And it's all user, voted content. Once you build your web pages, you can actually bookmark them for others to see. And, you can really take this thing to its zenith to how you can get your articles and content distributed. Article submission directories. This is very, very important. And you write the article one time, you submit it, and other places pick it up and distribute it for you. Now, this is a really great thing, but you got to keep in mind that you have to use your own articles. You can't plagiarize other people's stuff. I just got a violation 2 weeks ago from a client because he told me he wrote it, and I don't know if he did or not. It doesn't look like he did. And since he used my account, I got a strike against me, which isn't too cool. So I'm kind of leery now about letting people use my account. You really should get your own. They're not that expensive. www.isnare.com is one of my favorites. And the really great thing about it is it's not going to cost you a fortune, but I was able to build about 4,000 links in 2 months, using their services. So, it does pay off. Hubs are very overlooked, but they're very important. You want to think about Squidoo, which is an online hangout, sort of like a clubhouse for your niche market. You can loop all your videos and audio and blog links through it and set it up so it's automated. And one thing you want to kind of keep in mind is you want to think about online, the MLM Goldmine. And this group of people actually generated 1.2 million, I think it was, very quickly using this type of service and doing very little else. It's worth checking into. And, of course, Google is supposed to release this version of that called Knoll. I haven't heard much lately if they've actually done that. And, you want to think about social groups getting together to discuss social sites, things like Facebook and Orkut, MySpace and LinkedIn, that sort of thing is pretty important. Number eight is the niche directories. A lot of different industries, each industry has its own search engine, believe it or not. And there are a lot of opportunities for you to market to your niche market by getting to know what these directories are. Advertising on them can cost you very little, and they can have a tremendous amount of traffic flying into your websites. And it's also a great place to plant your ebooks for future customer use. Now think of many ways that you can attract the right type of customer by advertising in these directories. They number in the millions. Video search engines. These are growing as we speak. You can upload your own clips, commercials, testimonials, and so much more to these sites. They are always running 24 hours a day, and you can bring tremendous amounts of traffic to your websites. This is an incredible way to bring in the right types of people night and day. They do carry a Web 2.0 personality with them and allow visitors to grab the source code and plant it into their blogs and web pages, thus syndicating your content all over the web. What a fantastic opportunity that awaits you and your company. Articles. This is really, really important. I just want to say this too. Your search engine stuff, your SEO, search engine optimization, is not going to be worth a hill of beans without content. So if you're just doing stuff like, you know, we just do a podcast, nothing else, dumb strategy. You got to change that mentality. You got to put some articles on there. You need stuff that the spiders can grab onto. Okay, so content needs to go into your pages. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine too. But then you're going to have to pay for traffic at some point. You need to drive a PPC campaign, you know, pay-per-click campaign. You need to drive people to an opt-in page, or what we call squeeze pages. And while I'm on the subject, what does PayPal really think about squeeze pages for money? Not good. They don't like to be connected with hypey money-making sites, which is kind of weird. It's the first time I actually heard about it. They might put a freeze on your account. I found PayPal to be nothing but troublesome, and I don't know why I still pay them. I think I need to address that situation very quickly here. But they are on my list of things to do. And I'm hearing a lot of good things, actually, about working with ClickBank. Okay, so there seems to be no problems there from all the top gurus that I'm running into these days. Well, we are coming into about 32 minutes into the show. You're listening to Led Zeppelin, and I'm Ted Cantu, the master of the game. And I am so glad that you joined us today on the Online Money Machine show. We are going to come back, hopefully a lot quicker than last time on our episode, and deliver some more hot money-making information for you. Until then, you can always find us online at www.1seomichigan.com. commonly known as 911copywriters.com. And I got several sites and blogs out there. And in fact, if you just type my name into Google, I sort of pop up everywhere like a virus. And hopefully you'll have that problem too. And if you have any questions on any of this stuff, you just give us a call here at 1-888-305-2532. And also, too, I want to mention, I didn't get a chance to mention this, I met George Ross from the Trump Show, Trump's negotiator, and hung out with Gene Simmons when I was in Tennessee. And I want to talk about some of the life lessons that I learned from these guys on the next show. You know, KISS is actually not a band, but it's a brand. And if you look at all the different licensing deals that these guys have put together for their company, it's quite amazing. And Gene Simmons was talking about that when we saw him, and it's just amazing to pick up on his life lessons from these people. And I'll tell you all about that, and so many things going off. We have a new Oakland County chapter taken off with the Dan Kennedy Group here in Troy. Run by a very good friend of mine, Pete Schwartz, and that's taken off. And of course, we are in the Brighton chapter, Brighton, Michigan. And you always give us a call at 1-888-305-2532. If you have any questions, just give us a call, and we'll see you next week. All right, cheers.